Sally Munger joins us this morning for our League of Women Voters feature, and the League's annual dinner was held May 12th. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon was the guest speaker. Sally, good morning, and tell us a little bit about what Steve had to say.
Good morning, Lisa. He was an excellent speaker for us, and he reminded us that prior to 2014, for nine straight elections, Minnesota voter turnout was the top in the nation. Then in 2014, we went down to number six. But we're going to work to get ourselves back to number one. And he told us some of the things that have been instituted so that will happen. Now in Minnesota, there is no excuses absentee voting. You don't have to make up for the sniffles or anything. You can just absentee vote up to 46 days before the actual election. And another thing that now we have in Minnesota is online registration. You can go on the Secretary of State's website and register yourself for voting, and then they send you a card to let you know about your polling place and everything. And as we have had for several elections, same-day registration is in place. So we're encouraging everyone, and he certainly is encouraging everyone to get out and vote. And, of course, presidential years, there are usually much higher turnout. So that was his focus, and they also are focusing on high school students and having a statewide mock election for the presidential race. And this will be something that each school does individually, but then they are able to keep track of who voted which way all around the state. So that should be a good and interesting way for students to get involved.
As a matter of fact, my daughter, I'm in a lot of trouble with my daughter because she turns 18 in December. And she's pretty upset with me right now that I did not plan better so that she was able to vote in this election. And she's, I'm kind of in the hot seat there.
Well, we wish that more students felt that way. So maybe she can go around and do little seminars for people and let them know how important voting is to her. And then maybe it, by turn, they will think that it's really important. But getting high school students registered, and that is a very important step toward getting lifelong voters. So I'm glad she's that interested.
She definitely is. I will put you folks in touch. One of the things that was interesting, I actually had the opportunity to meet Steve Simon a few weeks back, and we were at the powwow in Bemidji, and he was talking with some of the tribal chair people that were saying that they were having a difficult time because many people at their polls were being told that their tribal IDs were not valid. He was so interested in listening to this commentary and trying to do something about it that it seems that now might be a really good time, if you have concerns about voting, to maybe try to troubleshoot them through his office, because it sounds like he's really interested in trying to eliminate those barriers.
He absolutely is, and The other thing I should say is our Secretary of State website is just excellent. You can find out your polling place. You can find out anything you need to know about voting there. So I would strongly suggest that people call. And also, he's very accessible as well. So I think that would be a great idea.
What a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Now, we're getting down to the meat and potatoes of the focus of the show today. We're getting down to what's really important. The League of Women Voters Book Club is taking part in the One Book, One Community Read, The Boys in the Boat. And they're meeting on May 26th at 5:30 at Valentini's. How do you become a part of this? Do you have to have read the book now, or how does this work?
Well, we have our book club. It meets every other month, and you don't have to have read the book. Of course, it's always helpful to have read the book, but no, you don't have to. We have dinner at 5:30, those who want to, and then at 6:15 we have a book discussion that's led. So you don't have to even be a member, although we certainly would encourage you to do that. But we would encourage anybody who is interested in this book to come to the book club on May 26th at Valentini's.
Well, when you combine books and food, you got just about all of the fundamentals for life there. You're getting really pretty close.
We found that out a few years ago, Lisa, because the attendance at the book club went up dramatically after we added food.
Yeah, well, throw in a little wine and chocolate and just see if you need to rent the deck. I'm just saying.
Well, that's a good idea.
And once again, as if there are not enough wonderful big plant sale events going on, June 11th is the plant and book sale. Once again, you're hitting on a couple of the biggies for this community. And that's going to be June 11th. And is all the information about the where, when, why going to be up on the website?
Yes, it is on the website. Just to be giving people a chance to mark their calendars, it is Saturday, June 11th from 9 to 1:30, and it's in the Mount Royal parking lot. And so if you're interested, we have great books, and we have plants from $2 on up, and we also have people there who know about plants, so that's a good thing. So I hope people will mark their calendars. This is a fundraiser for us because it helps us put on our forums and the other educational things that we put on throughout the year. So,
well, we'll get a link set up on our website so folks can click and they'll have all the information they need right there.
Good.
Sally, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Nice to talk to you, Lisa. Thank you. Bye.
Sally Munger, our guest this morning for our League of Women Voters feature. The League of Women Voters joins us once a month right here on 103.3 KUMD.